everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Look at you people out here. All right. We are live out here at Smart and Final, which is on Pico. Is it Pico Avenue or Pico Boulevard? Pico Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Boulevard. Oh, boy. All right, Pico Boulevard out here, and it's fairly close to the 405. You can hear the 405 if we stop talking. It's between the 405 and Sepulveda, and we're out here to raise food for the homeless guys and girls and kids and people who don't have anything to eat this holiday season. So a fairly depressing message that there are people that don't have food in L.A., but we're doing something about it and trying to get 100,000 pounds of food together. And our own Randy Wang has promised not to eat anything until 11 o'clock. So we have a shot. Yes. I'd like to introduce the guys who have come all the way out here to support this. Ladies and gentlemen from Channel 2, Paul Majors, everybody.
Thank you, Tim.
Channel 2 News. Look at that.
Hey.
Yes. And
I shop here, actually.
Is that right?
I have. Yeah,
at this one? Or
this very one.
This very one.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So if you need some money, man, watch out for Paul Majors. This guy is loaded. Honestly, my daughter, who's only 3 years old, has known Paul for a while. And it was fairly embarrassing today when she said, "Paul, can I have some money?" But you're loaded. What can I do?
I give her a buck.
All right, and then this guy from K Earth 101,
yeah!
Everybody, Shotgun Tom Kelly.
You gotta believe it, baby. It's great being here,
Tim. Yeah, Shotgun.
And I gotta tell you, your instructions were very explicit.
Thank
405
you.
And Pico.
Yes,
I had no problem getting here, man.
Yeah, you can't miss it. There's four of those searchlights out in front here, and if you have an opportunity to come by. There's free food. Is the food free? I believe it's free, right?
Donation.
Donation? Oh, okay. All right, you got to make a donation. And depending on how much you like the food, then, you open your wallet. But who's cooking tonight?
Ozzy.
All right, from the Adam Carolla Show. And we're also going to have Frank from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. He'll be here as well. Also, Gina Grad, the whole crew. So come on down here. And support those homeless people. People have no food and nothing going on this year.
Let me say something about that. Because not just the homeless right now. Basically, you have dysfunctional
people in news?
Families. People in news, yeah. People who've lost their jobs. You know, so people who want to work, there are families using food services in L.A. County right now. Riverside County, San Bernardino County, Orange County.
Is that right?
Yeah, people who, a month ago literally had a roof over their head.
Right.
And now they're in some, one-room motel. We've done stories about it.
Yeah.
The need is greater than ever.
And how about those people Paul Majors did an unbelievable job covering these fires over the weekend.
Thank you.
How many hours were you on over the weekend?
About an hour. Just one hour. No, we were on. Well, we never stopped broadcasting.
Right.
We started, once the Sayre fire started, that's
right.
The Sylmar fire. Once that started, I don't know, 10:35, 10:45, we were on the air at 11. I was there until 3:30.
Then you came back the
we
next
stayed
day.
On the air.
Right.
I came back the next day at 3 and was on the air until midnight. We stayed on the air. And then we went off the air for football on Channel 2 on Sunday. But KCAL stayed on the air the entire time.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And those guys in the helicopters, did an unbelievable job.
Great job, yeah.
Yeah, and who are all these guys? You got...
you got Larry Welk, you got Gary Lineberry, you got Tim Lynn, you got Derek... can't think of Derek's last name right now.
Derek Bell?
Derek Bell, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
You.
And occasionally, a couple people who fill in. But they're all outstanding pilots, and they're all... Larry's sort of in charge of the whole thing. So he hires really, really quality people. Larry has years of experience. Gary Lineberry used to fight fires from helicopters for the county.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look
so,
at him.
Tons of experience. They're good pilots. They know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing.
And if you watch it live, if you go to KCAL's website, KCAL.com, they usually have the feed on live, and you can watch these guys and complain that they all have to urinate. that's all these guys do. Like, man, I shouldn't have the two bottles of water and the two coffees for the last stop.
Well, they're not up in the shuttle.
All right. And then, look at this. $200. Who donated $200?
Hey!
Right. Look at this. Dino, yes.
Way to
nice
go.
To see you, man.
That's beautiful.
Dino from the Score, downtown Los Angeles. $200. That's pretty cool, man. Fantastic.
Love those Benjamins.
All right. $100 for the homeless and $100 for me. Fantastic. This guy owns the Score, downtown Los Angeles. And and he probably made that in about 4 minutes down there today. One of the great guys, though, to ever own a strip bar. I'll tell you that. But and Shotgun Tom Kelly, thanks for coming out. You're a major stud.
Hey, my pleasure, man. You know, I'd do anything for you and for, you know, the people who really need some food, man.
Right.
You know.
And you are always a very giving guy. You're going to Disneyland with underprivileged kids.
Yeah, that's going to be happening next week, you know.
Yeah.
So you're going to take about three kids over there. I am, but we're taking a whole busload. But I'm sponsoring three of the kids.
You are? Okay, yeah. And they're underprivileged kids or handicapped kids?
Well, they're underprivileged. They don't have anything going on, man, for recreation or anything.
My uncle used to play banjo at, they used to call it insane asylums, right? They don't call that anymore. I guess there's a negative connotation to that. And my uncle used to play banjo in one of these insane asylums up in Canada.
So it made him crazy.
But my father gave him a great piece of advice. He goes, always have two forms of ID on you.
Yeah.
One in your wallet and one in your sock in case you lose your wallet.
That's right.
Because there's no way he was getting out if he lost his wallet.
Hey, you know, years ago there was a guy who played a banjo, Eddie Peabody. Remember him? No, you don't? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was a little blooper that somebody did, and I'm not going to go into it.
Tell that banjo story.
We got time.
Well, no, there's a
blooper. These guys are all waiting.
You tell a banjo story, I'll tell a banjo joke.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
you can't tease a banjo story and not tell it? Come on, man.
Well, this actually happened. You know, there was an album, Pardon My Bloopers. Did you ever hear that album?
No, I did not.
You know, you got Harry Von Zell introducing the President of the United States going, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Heaver. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, the same kind of thing went with this Eddie Peabody, who was a heck of a banjo player. And so this guy says, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Playbody will now pee for you. That was it.
All right, Tom, Shotgun
Tom.
If
I brought it down a little bit.
No, but he's got some great stories, but they all start with back in 1971.
Well, we played the greatest hits on Earth on K-Earth. And by the way, I plugged this gig. On the radio station.
Is that right?
I did, man.
Wow,
see,
look at that.
Yeah.
So on a station that's getting unbelievable ratings, too.
Well, we are very proud of that.
Number one, I believe.
We are so pleased. They got this new rating service called the PPM, the Personal People Meter. And
Never heard of it.
I know it. Anyway, they're wearing this meter, and it's picking up K-Earth 101 like you would not believe it. And I love those ratings, baby.
Yes, look at that. All right, folks, we're also expecting...
Thank you very kindly.
Arsenio Hall is expected to show up as well. And Frank from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And who else we got coming? Josh Rubenstein.
Governor Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Governor Schwarzenegger. He's going to try to stop by and raise that car tax on us.
There's a rumor Barack Obama.
Wow, man, fantastic.
It's all stuff I read on the wire before I got
here. Oh, Teresa Strausser is going to come by as well with the Corolla show. All right, folks, what we're going to do is since we have so many guests here, we're not going to try to do a regular show. We'll just... open up the phone lines. Anything you want to talk to these guys about, or you want to, I don't know, give a shout out, you want to make a pledge, you want to make a donation, I don't know what you want to do. But if you're just bored and you want to get on the phone and have your voice heard in front of, what do you say? There's about 6,000 people here right now?
And growing.
No, this is a good turnout, man.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It's
standing
room only. Only because there's no chairs.
Listen to the crowd.
Yeah. Yes!
I'm telling you.
There they are.
At this time of night, man. Come on.
Yeah, these are all the people who have been caught shoplifting from Smart and Final today. All right, here are the phone numbers, folks. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. You can also donate online at 971fmtalk.com. 971fmtalk.com. Now, Thanksgiving in Los Angeles and Southern California, a little different from the Midwest and from back east. I don't know if you saw this, but in Ohio and Detroit, they've already gotten their first snowfall. It's unbelievable.
Indiana, you know, all over back
then. Yeah, it is amazing. And I think that, you know, when snow falls at Thanksgiving, you're in for a long effing winter, man.
That stretches it out.
I know people complain out here about the traffic. Then, you know, they complain about, the schools. The pollution, the heat, the earthquakes, the floods, all that, the fires, and yet everybody stays here. You never hear of people moving back west. Everyone always, or back east, people are always moving out here.
You know, the only time people move away from Southern California is after, like, an earthquake.
Is that right?
A large one, yeah. Then you actually will see people, then they end up in Las Vegas where right now their economy's worse than even L.A.'s.
Right, exactly.
You know, so that's double whammy for those folks.
I always like the people that move to Las Vegas, and they try to tell you why they moved to Vegas, and they never mention the fact that they've got a wild gambling Jones. They always say, no, it's...
construction.
I like the dry weather. I like the construction.
Right. Schools.
Yeah, the schools. It's a cheaper place to live. They give you 4,000 excuses, but the moment they get there, even before the moving van's unloaded, the guy's at the casino trying to triple his dough.
Yeah. And you know about that, don't you, Timmy?
Yes, I do. I've lost a few bucks of my paycheck on the outcome of certain events.
Yeah, but you've won, too. You don't tell. Do you talk about your winnings? Is that bad luck?
No, I don't remember the last time I won.
It's bad luck if the IRS is listening.
That's right. He's a loser. That's
no,
right.
I have.
You see the news about the Sands, you know, Sands Resorts?
No, I didn't.
They're tanking.
Is that going out of business?
Well, they're on the cusp.
Oh, boy.
They're just getting killed.
Yeah, well, you know, they actually stopped construction on one of the hotels in Vegas. But no, I'm not a winner in Vegas. I am a life loser, and I keep going. I'm like a moron because, you know, you'd think after losing like 50 straight times, I wouldn't go again. But I keep going. I don't know what it is. What is that? Oh, it's an addiction? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But it's something that, you know, when you get to Las Vegas, and I'm sure, you know, Paul loves Vegas as well. He doesn't gamble as much as I do, but boy, does he enjoy it. But when you get to Las Vegas and you drop that luggage off in the hotel room, you get your, you know, you slide down to the casino and you're even, right? You're even for the day. Because when you hit that casino, you haven't lost or anything. That's the high. That's the best moment. And then if you can add a couple of beers and a couple of Vicodin to that, it's over. The greatest high ever. But then when you start to lose, you know, you take out the credit cards and you try to punch those up. And I remember, I think I've told you this before, but I was at the Las Vegas Hilton, and I'm having lunch with my dad in the sports book, and my stepmother was there, my sister. And I said, I got to use the men's room. I'll be back. And my dad said, I got to go up to the room. I'll be back as well. So I don't go to the men's room. I slide over to the cashier to try to bump a credit card, right, to get some dough out. I turn around and my dad's standing right behind me. It's two generations of Conway BSing each other and trying to snake over the line. All right, folks, one of the stars from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Frank Kramer, everyone.
Hello, everyone. All right, Frank.
Nice to see you, Bobo. How you been, man?
How you doing?
Good to see you, partner.
Excellent,
dude. You depressing bastards. I'm driving in. You're like, hey, people need food. We're starving. Times are tough. I'm like, can't wait to get to the party. Wow.
You know what's great is that I get here, and five people said to me, hey, you want something to eat? You want this? You want to eat this? You want to eat that? You got this? You got that? And I'm like, wait a minute. This is a food drive to raise food.
You guys have been eating
and
all
these guys
long.
Are eating like kings back here, man.
Just cooked the whole cow.
They got caviar. They got steaks. They got, you know, everything going on.
Are these
on
people here lined up for the food? When do we pass this stuff out?
No, these are all the people who actually have come by to donate. So we got
right.
To,
these people have eaten. They're not starving. Okay, a couple of you look like you're not starving.
And then we have, we can talk about you on the air, right? We've done that before, right? I'm sorry. I forgot your first name. I always do. Marco, yeah, okay. Marco, could you come here for a second? Because Paul Majors is not going to believe this. But this guy, Marco, major stud, right? Looks like he probably kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Okay?
All of ours.
How long do you think Marco has been a man?
A what? Really?
Yes, really.
No.
How long? How many years? Frank?
I'd say...
An hour?
Probably 20 years.
20 years.
Since birth, but now it's
since
a trick
birth.
Question. So,
all right, shotgun.
Wow, man, he looks like a dude to me.
How many years?
Okay, how about 2 years?
Okay, the answer is.
I don't know about that. Yeah, he's right.
Two years!
Yes. Yes.
Shotgun.
I finally got something. That's great.
Shotgun is a winner.
I knew Shotgun had a keen eye.
Was there any money on this?
But there was no money. But your doctor, Dr. Alter, right? That guy did some great. Effing work.
He really did. You look good, man.
No. Yeah. Did you have everything done? Full body work?
Yeah, let's get my microphone over here. Let me see.
Here, use mine.
No, we have an extra mic. Oh, no? Okay, here.
What was your chick name?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
It was Mary. Hated it.
Mary.
No, bad. Horrible.
Now, you chose Marco.
Yeah.
Now, Marco, when did you know at what age that you wanted to be a male?
Six.
When you were six years old?
Yeah.
What was it that, what went through your mind?
I don't know. I had a little brother.
Uh-huh.
And my mother changed his diaper one day. I'm like, what the hell? You know, and ever since then, it's just nothing ever felt right, ever. Not ever, and, you know, you just go through life and try to do what doesn't seem normal. And
so for transgendered people, though, it's a difficult process.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have to sort of just live with that as your secret for a long time?
No, you know what? Everybody accepted me. I basically, people would see me as a guy even before I was.
Oh, really?
It was a mental thing, and nobody could ever. And so, back home, when people found out what I did, they're like, oh, well, it's about time. I mean, nobody really ever.
So if I give you a prize, will you show us all your wiener?
You know you all want to see it.
I think that.
I'll give you an ugly Betty, the complete second season. No?
No.
Wiener! No. No? All right. Are you happy with it?
Yeah.
Turned out okay?
It did, yeah.
Sweet. Did you get a pick out of a bunch?
Hey, you know what? But I saw you've been on the show, and I
chicks. I want to know about the chicks.
And when I said to you today, I said, hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
That's like the first time I was able to use that term with you. Okay?
All right.
Oh,
what did you come
up with? But I, you know, when I saw you before, I didn't know what to say, but now it's like, hey, man, because you're really like one of us. You're a man.
Hey, do you got a... You got a...
thought what would be great is if... you can't hear me? Yeah? All right.
Here, take this.
Okay.
What then? Okay.
I get it.
You know, I thought is if you had really designed your sex change properly, you could have gotten a gift for Mother's Day and then Father's Day in the same year. Right? Because you've had kids, right?
Yeah, but you know, I
how many kids do you have?
Four
kids. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, four kids.
All right, I got it.
That's pretty cool. You're the only, you know, you have the other guy, the pregnant man, beat by three dudes already.
That's right.
By three
that guy
kids.
Is not right. That makes no sense.
I love you trashing him. That's awesome.
Hey,
screw that guy. What's wrong with that?
He doesn't need any sympathy.
What's wrong with that weirdo in Oregon?
What the hell?
Yeah.
You know, Marco, when you brought him up, I thought he was going to have something to do. Like, how long ago do you think he was homeless?
Yes, that's
his last meal.
No. That's what I thought, Paul.
No. All right, we got to take a break. Marco, you're a major stud. Let's hear it from Marco, everybody. And we got the whole crew here. Frank from Frosty, Eddie, and Frank. We have Paul Majors, Shotgun, Tom Kelly.
You better believe it.
And Arsenio is coming soon.
Come
so look
out.
At that. Arsenio will be here by 9 o'clock.
Come out.
And turn on Channel 9 News right now, because we're going to be live on Channel 9 News.
Make up.
So flip on your TV in 1 minute, and you're going to watch us live on Channel 9 News. So it's right between, 8 and 10. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at Smart and Final in West Los Angeles. You'll see the lights, 405, between the 405 and Sepulveda on Pico. It's Tim Conway Jr. live at 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We're out here with Paul Majors, everybody. Also, a Shotgun Tom Kelly from K-Earth 101.
You're not believing,
baby. Frank Kramer here from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Thank
I always think
much.
About that. Frank Kramer
Frank here. Kramer here. Thank you very much.
And Christina Thank McClarty. You. Nice to see
Look
you.
At this.
Look at you.
She makes me hungry. Give
yes.
me some damn goods.
We have,
I crashed the boys' party here tonight, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, we also we watch you every night on Channel 9. And you are one of the only two reporters we haven't met. It was Christina and Melissa.
McCarty. Who,
yeah.
We have the exact almost same last name, so it's
yeah,
a little
right.
bit confusing sometimes.
No relationship, though.
No, not that I know of, no.
All right. And, but you don't hate each other?
No, of course
right.
not.
Okay, all right.
We all love each other at KCAL 9. And
yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul tells me the inside
behind
too.
The scenes.
Yeah. You get a couple of drinks in Paul, man. He'll let you know the difference between KCAL and CBS.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Really lays it on it.
Spill all the beans.
All right, Shotgun wants to do this on camera.
Well, now, wait a minute. I just want to give it to you. You know, I got a $100 bill here.
Yes, he has a $100 bill.
Maybe get a marker to see if that's real.
It's going
that's right, yeah, it's
right back in his own
string.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. You
Look at this.
Okay. $100.
There we go. Oh, nice.
There we go, Shotgun.
Woo!
Shotgun Tom Kelly, man.
Those ratings must be up.
Look at that.
Yeah, they are.
Paul stopped by earlier with Mike Nelson and brought by probably 300 pounds of food. I don't know how you guys
brought by a bunch of groceries, yeah. From Smart and Final.
Yeah, from Smart and Final. And also some left a box of leftovers from dinner. Or what was that all about?
It was lunch. Someone might enjoy it.
Hey, old sandwich.
I had a pocket full of graham crackers. Does that count? Because I haven't worn this jacket, you know, since last fall.
Right.
It's got the little chilly out, so I'm going to get my jacket out.
Oh, and you found
a pocket full of graham crackers.
Stale.
I, like, I can get these. They're still
it's
good.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They
perfect,
maintained
man.
All year. I ate them. They were good.
I took a, speaking of jackets, I took a jacket to the dry cleaners because the zipper was broken on it. And I give it to the guy and I say, how much for a new zipper in this jacket? And the guy goes, it's not worth it.
Oh!
I'm like, Bubba, I just wore this yesterday. I mean, you know, but
it's totaled.
He goes, it's $30 for the zipper. I'm like, wait a minute, this jacket's not worth $30? He goes, nah, I've seen jackets before. That ain't worth $30.
So he's saying he doesn't like your style? Or?
No, but listen, I'm at a cleaner's on Sherman Way and Tampa, right? Or Sherman Way and Wilbur. In the heart, in the middle of the valley. And this guy, who barely speaks English, is telling me I have crappy taste. And I have a crappy clothes.
That is sad.
Yeah, but that's your favorite jacket, though. When
I,
was your,
I think really he was overcharging you for that, too.
No,
$30
zipper.
Here's
what you need to do. Take a shot of you in the jacket. Post right. it on the web at your website. And let the listeners vote on it.
Yes, yes.
Is it cool or not?
It's a polo jacket. I thought it was pretty, you know, decent jacket.
Throw it in one of the trucks. Somebody will eat it.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're that hungry, they'll eat an old jacket.
It's like I called the Salvation Army about 2 years ago. We were getting rid of some furniture because we had bought some new stuff. And I took our kitchen table out to the garage, put it in the garage, and the Salvation Army came the next day. And they looked at the table. And he goes, one of those legs has a scratch, a mark in it. We can't take it. I'm like, are you kidding me? This was in my house yesterday. I ate on this last night.
And then the next day...
And it's not good for some, you know, drunk or some guy who's just getting off the on the wagon.
And the next day they left you one.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. But how about... What an insult that is, you know? And my furniture, what my daughter and I and my wife ate on last night, is like, nah, the homeless, they're not going to go for that. You know, that's a piece of crap. So, yeah.
They won't even put the food on it for the mission.
I know. But you know what it is? They start picking and choosing now what they take. So the best thing to do, if you have anything you want to take to the Goodwill, wait till they close and then leave it on their doorstep. And that's what we do all the time. Like at 2 a.m., I go and I drop crap off on the doorstep, and they have to take
it. So they can't deny you.
Exactly. I rummage through all of it to make sure my name and address isn't any of it. But that's what you do. You take it to the back of the Goodwill, drop it off, like, you know, like you're dumping crap off. And then they'll take it. But I don't remember that. When you were growing up and I was growing up, we're about the same age, Paul. But when you took something to charity or, so, you know, you donated something, they couldn't believe it.
Thousand
like,
blessings,
oh, thank
yeah.
you so much. Absolutely. Yeah, right. Really. And now it's like, I went to another place. It's called Out of the Closet.
Yeah. They just take free donations, I thought, right?
But they didn't even take some of my crap. I had an old computer.
They went through it. I thought that you were just supposed to give it, and they're like, no. Oh, we love you. Thank you.
So they go through this stuff, and the guy says, no, we can't take this old computer screen. I'm like, well, isn't the object here to cure this disease? I mean, shouldn't we all, take everything here and try to whip this thing? He's like, nah, dude, sorry, we can't have that, or that. You got to take it the right way. And I get so offended by that. You know, this is stuff that I used the day before, and you know, they don't want it in a giveaway shop.
You know, I live in a beach community. Just put it out on the street, say free, and it'll be gone in like an hour. That's what we do.
I used to do that, but I had a swing set that I put out there because my daughter got too big for this small swing set that we got her. So I put the swing set out there, and I put free on it, right?
Yeah.
And I go out there at around 10 a.m., and there's a kid crying, and there's a mother sitting there. The kid had been swinging on the thing. It broke. The kid's now down on the pavement, and the mother's like, you know, leaning over, like, "Oh, what do we do? I don't know what to do." And I said, "No, it's not a free playground. It's take it home and use it where you live."
And lawyers were arriving from all directions.
Man,
I know. No, it is unbelievable. All right, any big holiday plans this year?
Just you know,
staying in town.
Actually, I don't have to work on Thursday.
Paul May is off on Thursday.
Honestly, my first Thanksgiving not working in like 5 or 6 years.
And you watch football all day?
That's what I'm going to do this year.
Good for you.
Eat dinner about 5 o'clock instead of 11:30 in the morning.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, man? I have to work at K-Earth,
right.
10 to 3, and then 3 o'clock I'm going over to Tom Likas' house for a turkey dinner.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Boy, he really knows how to prepare a turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
He talks about it, does he really?
Yeah, he really does. I mean, you've been over there, Tim.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, this is the best looking, the best tasting turkey that I've ever seen. My wife, Linda, she loves to go over, and so we're kind of... Well, what was he called? An orphan? A radio orphan?
Yeah, it's for all the people in radio, because people, when they get into radio, they lose family and friends like crazy. I don't know what it is, but once you get into radio, your family just stops talking to you, and your friends stop talking to you. Because eventually they'll say something on the air to offend everybody.
Yeah.
And so he has everybody over to his house.
Yeah, well, the people that have to work, like me. I got to work. I'm not like
you. You got to work on Thanksgiving?
I got to do 10 to 3, man. Yes. They wouldn't give it to me off.
Wow, you have no job security.
I have to work
there.
Too.
Oh, I thought I had.
What are you doing after work?
But you know what I am doing on Wednesday. On Wednesday, Jackie Johnson and I are cooking Thanksgiving live on KCAL 9.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're cooking turkey and stuffing and sweet potatoes.
Have you cooked before?
Who cares?
Yeah, no, Chris, are you a single woman?
Yes.
You are.
Yes, I have a boyfriend, but I'm single. So.
And how long have you had a boyfriend?
About a year.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Has any guy ever said, "Will you marry me?"
One time.
What happened there?
I moved.
You never saw her again. She just left.
That's the beauty of the job. Sorry, gotta go to L.A.
Where did you move from?
Dallas, Texas.
And he asked you, "Will you marry me?" And you said no, and then you moved from Dallas?
It was more of a sugar-coated, you know... I have to go now.
That's too bad.
Well, see, normally
with
guys
my dog
don't
and
ask
I, we just...
unless they know they're going to get a yes.
She has a great dog.
So this guy got a no. What was his reaction?
Well,
tears.
He doesn't live here, so I guess I can say he was not too pleased.
And that was just the end.
It was
of
a
it.
Little bit of tears.
Oh,
but he's a nice guy.
He cried?
He cried a little bit.
Right? Wow, look
but
at that,
I took
man.
The dog, too. I mean, come on, you know?
Oh,
and it's
Jesus.
A basset
That's probably
hound.
Why he was crying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because guys do cry when those dogs disappear.
They do.
Arsenio Hall had a dog that died, and I won't tell you which friend did this, but a very close friend of Arsenio Hall. When Arsenio Hall's dog died, he had it for like 12 years, and he was crying, and he was emotional because his son, who was 7 or 8 years old, really loved that dog. He loved that dog. And he tells one of his friends, "Hey, you know, I'm really emotional." He goes, "Why?" He goes, "My dog died." He's like... He starts laughing at
no.
him. He goes, "You're crying over a dog."
Oh, that's so
I would love to be that heartless, you know? Where somebody lays that story on you, and you start beating him up with a laugh.
I do that to Frosty. He got his dog cataract surgery.
Wow, really?
Yeah, what? His dog went blind because it got diabetes and went blind. His dog was like a sheep. It's so fat. It's like it's a white Samoyed.
How'd that happen?
I know. Splitting burgers. His dog got diabetes, went blind, and he gave it cataract surgery.
Wow.
And I was like, what are you doing? It's a dog. He's only got a couple years left anyway. The thing can't even walk.
Yeah, once they have
insulin.
Cataracts, it's over. Yeah.
Kill it.
Yeah, because...
I offered to take his dog to the pound and put it to sleep for him because he couldn't do it.
Oh, I'm sure he loved that idea.
Yeah, he wasn't really into that. I was trying to be a good friend.
Cataract surgery for the
I'm
dog.
I'm a good friend. I just want to kill your dog for you. Well, take him off your hands.
When I was little, my dad had a dog, and we needed to be put down. So he took it out into the field, and he was going to shoot it, but he couldn't shoot it because it was sitting there looking at him. So he put it in a box and shot the box.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
True story.
That's not true.
Yeah. So what are you doing later?
Didn't you grow up in Indiana?
Yeah, I did grow up in Indiana.
That's how they get
Nothing
rid of
like my father.
Yeah. You make a great first impression.
You're going to remember me, though.
Wait till you hear the part where he would drench squirrels in kerosene and light them on fire.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah.
I got it.
Same
got
dog
it.
Had puppies. We had a burlap sack. Didn't need the puppies. River.
Nice.
I never broke a guy's heart and left town.
Oh my god. So I take you don't volunteer at like animal shelters or anything.
No, they don't let me back in anymore.
Yeah, yeah no.
I'm not that nice of a guy. You should listen to the show sometime.
Oh my god.
You're new in town, huh?
Yeah.
No?
I'm getting all like upset now. I'm gonna start
really?
Crying.
Oh, you're gonna cry? I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Didn't you leave this guy behind in Dallas?
Yes, he was the crying one. He was the sucker.
The puppy killing crying one.
I'm taking your dog from me too.
All right. Now, Christina McCarty, you're going to be on tonight. You're on Channel 9.
Yeah, Channel 9. And we're just out here talking about what you guys are doing and hopefully get some more people out here to donate food.
Excellent.
And money. And, yeah, make Perfect. It a nice Thanksgiving or a holiday season for someone.
Right. And thank God that Channel 2 and Channel 9 got the message from Fox News to hire and please.
Yes.
Very attractive women to do the news. We're getting the same information. Why not get it from you instead of Candy Crawley? You know what I mean?
It's the makeup. It's the makeup. You should see us without makeup.
Oh, well, I have. one of the chicks who works there. But
I'm not going to ask why.
She's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not there anymore.
Whoa.
She has moved on. I think she's taken another job or retired.
Oh.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mike knows who I'm talking about. But I'll tell you off the air. And he said it, it wasn't great. All right. Shotgun Tom Kelly is given $100.
That's right, man.
And
$100.
If you give $100, Shotgun Tom Kelly will let you wear his hat for about 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You wouldn't do that?
Oh, okay. Can you
sit on his lap and ask for a Christmas wish or something?
Yeah, Shotgun Tom used to be a host of a kid's show.
That's right.
In San Diego.
As a matter of fact, Arsenio Hall's girlfriend used to watch my kid's show down there. I did a cartoon show in the morning and afternoon, and she used to watch me in the afternoon.
What station were you?
KUSI.
Were you?
Yeah, KUSI.
What was the kid's show called?
The KUSI Kids Club with Shotgun Tom.
Something a poppin'?
Oh, no, that was my first, I was in another TV station, that was Words a Poppin'. It was a nationally syndicated game show that I did. I got two Emmys for that one.
Now, this might be Shotgun's last time coming out to event because he hates when I do this.
I do. What are you doing? What are you going to do?
You were when you were doing the kids show. You were doing massive amount of cocaine. Is that right?
Now wait a minute. I don't recall. You don't better believe it.
We can tell you the
tales of marijuana.
He's so happy he came out.
Mommy, what's that funny smell?
That's right.
As a matter of fact, let me see the $100 bill that Shotgun donated.
Yeah, right. There's no. I'm clean and sober. Yeah.
How long have you been sober?
25 years. Man.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey. Shotgun.
You know what?
I
think it's a lot of fun. What I usually like to do is, you know these sobriety checkpoints that they have?
You keep going through them?
I like to go to them.
Oh, I see.
Because a cop stops saying, when's the last time you had a drink? Oh, about 25 and a half years ago. Get out of here. I love that. I love that. Oh, and you know,
by the way,
yeah.
Not worth it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if that's the only reason you're staying sober, it's not worth it.
No, I know. No.
Much more fun to drink every once in a while.
And when I show them my driver's license, look at that, man.
Yeah. Wow, look at that, man.
I mean, but that's a side view. That's a promotion.
Yeah. They don't let you do that anymore.
That's a promotional. Yeah, you have to snarl when you get
teeth.
No teeth.
Yeah, you can't do teeth in a license plate.
What if you fake them out, and you snarl, and then when they click it, you got teeth.
All right, Paul Majors is with us. You see him on Channel 2 News tonight, 11 o'clock. And you're on every day at 5 and 6. And you're kicking ass there with CBS.
Ripping it up.
Yeah, look at you.
He is so casual as a news guy on the air. I mean, when you're watching him... It's just really like watching your friend in the front room and he crack jokes and all that stuff. It's
great.
Well, a little
But you can't use the term Jesus Christ on the air over there, right?
No, but you know why I listen to your show.
I mean, you came back,
I love the fact that your daughter Sophia had to do that too.
Oh yeah,
I walked up tonight. She said, "Hey, look, Paul Majors." Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I know. Hey, the other night Paul had a story. They're doing something on the hands. They were shooting some, making your hands look younger or something like that. And for like $2,000.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Paul comes back, he goes, hey, well, he puts his hands under his pits.
$2,000.
Yeah, $2,000.
That's funny. Hey, can I present these to you, man?
Let's do it off the air.
Oh, you want to do it off the air? But these people love
it. All right. Well, but it's such a visual thing. We're doing radio.
Oh, that's right.
We just looked at his driver's license, Tim.
I know.
And these are bigger pictures.
He's going to start doing balloon tricks for us.
At least the people here can see this.
Yeah, look at this.
Yes.
Shotgun Tom.
Yeah.
Shotgun Tom, my dad, and myself. Thank God I dressed up that day for work.
If you got a pair of scissors, you can cut me right out. See?
Yeah, which I did at home.
That's right. Yeah. Well, here I did it for you. Here's Tim and his dad in the studio.
For people who are not watching this on radio, there are pictures of me and my dad and Shotgun Tomcat.
There you go.
All right,
there
thank you very much, sir. And Shotgun, you can also hear him on K-Earth, what, 3 to 8?
No, 3 to 7,
3 to
man.
7. Oh, they took an hour with you. That's
by the way, I've been meaning to...
good son.
I've been meaning to say this to you. You always mention, when you have a contest, who's Ralph Lawler.
Right.
Yeah, you always do that.
Right.
I used to work with Ralph Lawler in San Diego. I always knew that answer.
I didn't know that. Let's ask Frank. Who do you think Ralph Lawler is?
I have no idea. And I don't
who's
really
Ralph
care.
Lawler?
I have no clue.
Okay, since 1978... he's been the announcer for the Clippers.
Yeah.
He's like the Vin Scully of basketball.
Yeah.
And you know, that's how crazy this team is. You know, I mean, he's going on his 30th year with
that's
this
amazing.
Team. 30 years.
Isn't that amazing?
And you even ask, like, Clipper fans, who's Ralph Lawler? Like, I don't know. And it's like, well, he's the guy right behind you. He's been here for 30 years announcing these games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, a little tribute to...
and I was at a wedding a couple of years ago with Ralph Lawler, man.
I didn't know that. All right, Shotgun Tom, everybody.
He's going to be at Tom Likas for Thanksgiving?
That's me. Yeah. Are you going?
Well, I was. Looking for new plans.
All right.
Can I come over to anybody else's?
Shotgun Tom, Frank
Kramer. Better be good turkey.
Also, Paul Majors and Christina McClarty. Thanks for coming by.
Nice to meet you
on TV all these years. And come on down to Smart and Final. The address is 11221 Pico, and it's on Pico between the 405 and Sepulveda. You can't miss it. There's four searchlights out there, and about 50 or 60 people look like they have seen a searchlight before. Let's put it that way. That's like a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're ex-cons or prisoners. I'm just saying that they look like they've been to an opening of something. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Come on out. We'll be here at 11 o'clock. Arsenio Hall is on his way, and that's always fun. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Yes! We are joined by Paul Majors here. Also, Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Yes.
Christina McClarty was here, and now she's moving on, going back to Channel 9. And ladies and gentlemen, my wife every Wednesday, the co-host of this show, and also live at 8 o'clock on Channel 13 every single Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Arsenio Hall!
Hey, Arsenio!
Look at you, dude!
What a guy!
Hey, wow. Said,
Jesus. You know, at your funeral, they're going to do that? That woo, woo, woo?
Yeah, it's going to be really annoying, man. It's going to be annoying to me and other dead people in the funeral home. And how does this work? Man, I do this every Wednesday, and for some reason I can't get it. I just saw you on the air, and I saw that suit, and I'm really happy to see you in person and see the suit in person.
And that is a good-looking suit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's the difference in radio and TV.
That's right. Yeah.
Because I ain't seen a suit like this in a year.
Yeah, they're all custom made. And he's the only guy that still goes with a handkerchief and it works.
Yeah. Well, you know, now wait a minute. In the ghetto, we're still doing this.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. It's gone away and come back.
What is it for, by the way?
Usually, if you real fly, this is not a handkerchief. It's panties.
Hey, listen, Arsenio, if you call the black hotline, they know where to get that
There you
suit.
Go. There you, hey, you listen to the show. That Tim Conway show reaches deep.
I'm taking notes.
Where's my limo? I got peas in my limo, man.
Arsenio Hall
still works for me.
Here's Eddie over here.
Eddie
Murphy now works for Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, that's what Cop 5 will do for you. Give them that food.
Yes. Arsenio Hall has brought in tons of food, and we're out here on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405. And trying to raise as much food as we can. And again, Miller Beer was kind enough to donate the two trucks. And we've talked about this on the air before, but how about being downtown, you're homeless, you have no food, and you wake up, you rub your eyes, and you go, whoa, two Miller trucks are coming in.
It's like waking up and you're Ed McMahon.
This is unbelievable. And then they open up the doors.
Beer!
They open up the doors, it's canned beans, and you just want to kill yourself. So I don't know how many of the guys... in downtown Los Angeles have, you know, committed suicide because it is, you know, canned beans instead of, you know, booze or Miller beer. But we hope nobody does that again this year.
Now, you might have misled me. You keep talking about cans. But my assistant said, no, he'll take noodles and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I brought you, like, Cocoa Puffs.
Right, perfect.
Like, tribute to Obama as our president-elect.
Absolutely.
I brought you Cocoa Puffs. I brought you $200 worth of Cocoa Puffs, actually.
And look at that. You brought ice cream, too.
Is that ice cream?
Oh, you got to have dessert, man.
Really? You were really
look at that.
In there. Jesus, look at this, man.
Wait a minute. That says, oh, that's some kind of macaroni of some type.
A lot of this stuff is already open.
Well, I had to eat, man. You know, there's no food in the limo.
And now you guys were talking about, you know, don't bring your soup by that's like 3-4 years old. You know, it's
out of date. Don't bring expired canned goods.
There you go.
Because
can I get my stuff back?
It's really insulting to be downtown. You have no food. And you open up a can of soup, and it's rock solid.
That's right.
You know?
Yes.
So if you can't afford to bring food, then, you know, come on down and hang out. But please don't bring expired crap.
If you all get expired soup from an open can, look on, if it has Pat Harvey's home number on the side, you know who to blame. I couldn't find a scratch pad. The only reason I saved is soup.
All right. And I don't know, do we have an update on how much food we've actually put together here? All right, here's Leo Quinones, everybody. Look at this guy.
What's up, man?
Yeah. Leo, the film freak.
All of a sudden, the film freak becomes the food counting freak.
Yay. Now, we had $250 from a guy named Jay.
Yeah, Jay donated $250, just showed up and just threw it down.
Wow.
So, well, the deal is, and the reason why we're all here is, you know, a lot of us donate money and we don't know where it goes, but every single bit of food, 100,000 pounds, will be served Thanksgiving night for everybody in Los Angeles, and that's really why we're here. And we're going to go for 100,000 pounds. We're about halfway there, Timmy.
Right, perfect.
So you can donate online at 971fmtalk.com. That's 971fmtalk.com. Arsenio fans, come on out here. Shotgun fans, Paul's fans, just come on out and donate, man.
Perfect, man. And right also, on. The girls from Plan B are going to be on soon.
Oh, great. Wait.
Yeah, so if you can't
The girls from Plan B are finer than the girls from Plan A, right? It's very deceiving because I know the alphabet works in a certain way.
Right.
But trust me on this one. The girls from Plan B got onions that bring tears to your eyes. When I say onion, I mean ass.
Yes. And why is it called an onion?
Because it brings tears to your eyes.
Because it's fat, white, it makes
and
it
you tears. Peel it.
Yes. All right. But anyway, yeah, the Plan B, I believe, is right down the street. It's like literally... What, half a block away?
I always go in a Brinks truck, away. So I have no idea how it looks.
Arsenio, is that a typical Friday night for you, just tooling around the limousine?
Typical Friday night for me is to stand and dance in front of that searchlight. So this is not exactly what I do when I'm in this area usually.
All right. Also, you can see Paul Majors tonight. We got to thank you for coming by.
Jim, thank you.
Is there Owen Majors?
No.
Wow, so you confuse the kids in the public school system. Majors. How you spell Majors when it's your name?
M-A-G-E-R-S.
Ooh. Yeah. It's tricky. It's tricky, man.
Hey, I saw John and Jeff here, man.
Yeah, John and Jeff are here. Frank Kramer's here.
Everybody's here.
All right, we got to take a break here. Paul, thanks for coming by, folks.
Jim,
Paul Majors, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for helping out.
Watch him tonight. And also, Shotgun
Paul.
Tom Kelly
you,
is splitting. And you can see Paul Majors tonight, 11 o'clock on Channel 2. And if he doesn't mention this more than 10 times, I'll be surprised. And also, Shotgun Tom, you can hear him Monday from 3 to 7.
That's right. Thank
on
you, sir.
K-Earth 101.
Appreciate that, man.
Arsenio Hall is with us. And we're also going to have Frank Kramer is going to come back. And John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. And Leo Quinones, the film freak, is here as well.
I actually thought I saw John's girlfriend with him. But she's a white girl, so it can't possibly be his.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live here at Smart and Final on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405. So come on by and donate some food if you can. If you can't, you just want to hang out, you can do that as well. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Co.
FM Talk.